have problems? She has answers. Getting down to the nitty-gritty with people who know what they're talking about. This is Advice for Life with Lynn.
Hi, everybody. This is Advice for Life with Lynn. Today's issue is death and other vulnerable moments in life and how that can actually be a good thing. That sounds so depressing, but it's true. Most of us understand that no one comes into these bodies of ours in this lifetime, gets out of suffering. It is definitely part of the human experience. And it doesn't matter how old you are, a baby, a teenager, a person in their 90s, you will experience, as everybody knows who's listening to this, some form of suffering or pain. And most of us, most, you know, normal people don't want to suffer. Who does? We do not want to experience pain. But as the famous Louise Hay once said, everything in your life is happening for your greater good, even the bad stuff, even the suffering. And I have come to learn that pain and suffering can actually be a pathway to deeper love with yourself and with other people. Recently, my father-in-law died. He was sick for about a year. Poor thing, he had brain and lung cancer. My husband and I would take several trips to see him in Georgia and visit him and his mom. And none of these trips were fun, but all of these trips gave me and my husband a chance to share time with him. And I became keenly aware that with each visit, that visit might be the last. So I would have long, meaningful talks with, as much as I could, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law, especially she and I out on the deck, came to be like our happy hour chat times, therapy time. And I also secretly recorded my father-in-law talking about my husband's days growing up, and it was nice. And it, you know, it's like at these moments you realize, oh, I need to be in the present moment, and we value life a little more because, you know, we realize our own mortality, you know, is coming to fruition as well. Like, we're not all here forever. So it was really nice. And it was also sad. Two things can be true. When he died, I got to see my husband in a different light. This is the good part when I say grief can be a good thing or death can be a good thing or suffering. I got to see him in a different light. And that happens for anybody in our life when they are presented a challenging situation. It's kind of like, okay, how's this person going to handle it? And he was very gentle with his mom, who seemed overwhelmed and exasperated. He was sentimental and encouraged her to be buried with his dad. And this was a side to him. I really didn't see everything I'm describing. He also became a little obsessed, we talk about this, with fixing her house, which she was going to sell, by the way. But at the time, I thought it was so strange. Why does he really care about the pain and the organizing? And almost like a little too much. But then I realized that was his way of just handling all this, all these challenges, all the stress, and his way of taking care of her, his way of loving her, you know, where I might have been talking to her or hugging her. He's like doing things, which is, you know, very male driven in this country. That's their love language. And he really wanted his dad, taken out on, and when he passed away, he was trying to convince his mom, please let dad, you know, be taken out of the house in a nice suit, even though he was going to be cremated. I thought that was really interesting. That was important to him. His mom disagreed and she didn't really want, you know, her husband wearing the suit, but it really isn't about the suit. It was about me witnessing what was happening. I got to see how his dad's dignity was really important to my husband, which is incredibly sweet. And these are really beautiful moments to witness. But, you know, they're also laced in sadness because, you know, saying goodbye to somebody is very sad, especially your parents. I also got to witness myself just watching. You know me, I'm a blabbermouth. I'm all about feelings and sharing and talking and fixing. And this wasn't the time to do any of those things. This was a time to just be and watch. And I used to think, you know, to be supportive, I would have to ask questions, make other people feel better, fix, you might say. I'm a recovering fixer, but instead this gave me an opportunity to just be and also to just witness people going through sadness and grief. A son grieving his father and a mother grieving her husband and change and the father going through his own death and just watching and being, you know, a loving presence. How about that? That's a good, beautiful thing. So 2.5 months later, his mom became very sick. I loved her so much. She just moved in with my sister-in-law, her daughter, and she was diagnosed right away with advanced lung cancer. And she was frail and she wasn't doing well. And we knew we needed to see her probably for the last time. And seeing her just 2 months after my father-in-law died was a very, very tough trip. My mother-in-law, Martha, looked the weakest I had ever seen her. She was thin. She could barely walk. She was on oxygen 24/7. She hadn't had a bath in 2 weeks because she was weak. Oh, it was heartbreaking. My sister-in-law convinced her to let she and I bathe her, but she could barely get up. So my husband had to carry her, and seeing a son carrying his frail and dying mom over his shoulder to the shower was just such a beautiful and important moment for me, at least. I was like, wow, this is full circle of life that I'm getting to witness. You know, a mother creates life. Mother gives life, gives everything she has in her life to, you know, most of us do, to our children. And then in return, towards the end of her life, he gives back to her and takes care of her. Wow. That was just so, I don't know what it was. It was just so moving to me. Then my sister-in-law and I bathed Martha with dignity and with humor and with compassion. And I just looked down on the three of us and I thought, wow, what an honor. What an honor to give this woman, in her last few days, a warm shower in her hour of need. It was my honor. I just thought there are two key moments, I think, when we're probably most vulnerable: giving birth and letting go of life, letting go of our lives, death. And I felt gratitude to be there for someone who deserved somebody taking care of her for a change. And Martha said she felt better after being bathed, but she was still going downhill. She even said that, "Lynn, I'm going downhill." She was funny to the end. The following day, we had to catch a flight to go home, and it was time for us to say our goodbyes. And my husband went into the room, said goodbye to his mother, and he left with tears, of course. I went in by myself to say goodbye to my mother-in-law, and I hugged Martha, feeling nearly all the bones in her back. And as I whispered, or leaned down rather, you know, to put my head against hers, she whispered in my ear, "Thank you for being a great wife." Oh my God. Ooh, to this day, it hits me in the heart. The tears, the emotion, I almost couldn't handle it. I really didn't know what to say. Me, again, somebody who's never stumped. But you know, in those times, it's almost like, you know, the camera's on you, like, okay, well, what are you going to say when this person really needs you? And I didn't really say much, and I held her hands, and I looked at her, and she said, "Be kind to each other." And I was like, "Martha, that's great advice. We will be kind to each other." It was just, wow. Like, you know, the real us comes out sometimes, I feel like, in our last hours. And I said goodbye and cried, and I left. As we waited for our Uber to take us to the airport, my husband cried and thanked me profusely for coming. And it was a side of him I really never saw, and I've told him all this, by the way. I'm not telling you something he hasn't heard. That'd be rude. Anyway, I said, of course, "You're welcome, and I'm sorry." What can you say? What can you say? You can't say anything. It's really like you shouldn't. It's almost like being there, being in an energy and a presence. Then he said, "You surprised me, Lynn. I heard you talking to my mom in a room when no one was there, like you didn't have to." And I was like, well, of course. It was the weirdest thing to thank me for, but maybe he was seeing a side of me he didn't. I don't know. I think he was learning more about me. I think he saw a side of me he never got to see or wasn't able to see. I'm not sure. But that is the beautiful part about suffering, about pain and grief for others. I have come to learn that death and grief and suffering and challenges gives us an opportunity as humans to show up for people. It gives us an opportunity to show up for ourselves. How do we want to be in this moment? And not, you know, I remember other moments in my life where somebody told me some shocking news and the world literally felt like the world stopped spinning. And I was like, okay, Lynn, well, whatever you say to this person is going to be really impactful, and it's going to affect her life for forever. So choose your words carefully. And it gave me an opportunity to show up as I want to be. And by the way, caveat, it's okay not to be ready or willing to show up for people. We have to be in the right space. I definitely know in my 20s and 30s, 20s, I was, you know, into my career and myself and self-absorbed, and 30s raising kids. I definitely wasn't able to be or be willing to show up for other people in the way that I am now. And that's okay. Never show up out of guilt ever, because nobody wants that. You don't deserve that, and the other people don't deserve that. So I'm very sad, of course, for my husband and his sister that they lost their parents back to back. I'm very grateful, and I'm certainly extraordinarily honored that I got to know his parents and be there in the fun times and the not so fun times. It has really deepened our marriage and relationship. And I'm really grateful I got to see my husband and myself learn more about each other and the deep love and compassion we're all capable of showing. So death and other vulnerable moments in life can be a good thing, because it gives us a chance to be who we want to be. God bless Martha and Bob. Thanks for listening. See you on the next Advice for Life with Lynn. A reminder to everybody, submit your questions on adviceforlifewithlynn.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free email. You'll be the first to get my weekly blog on how to live consciously and peacefully. You'll also get access to my free happiness guide when you sign up. Also, I'm looking for guests with different ways that they can help the Advice for Life with Lynn followers. So reach out, maybe if you think you've got something to say and you want to be on the podcast. Lastly, please subscribe and rate my podcast on iTunes. I really care about what you think, so tell me how I'm doing. I want your thoughts. The links are in the show notes and also on the website. I want to help as many people as I can with this podcast, so your shares, your subscribes, and reviews help us gain visibility in the iTunes store and then help us reach more people. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. And remember, there is nothing we can't talk about.